Crustal magnetic fields do not lead to magnetar strength amplifications in binary neutron star mergers, by Mikhail Chabanov et al. The amplification of magnetic fields plays an important role in explaining numerous astrophysical phenomena associated with binary neutron star mergers, such as mass ejection and the powering of short gamma-ray bursts. Magnetic fields in isolated neutron stars are often assumed to be confined to a small region near the stellar surface, while they are normally taken to fill the whole stars in the numerical modeling. By performing high-resolution, global, and high-order general relativistic magnetohydrodynamic simulations, we investigate the impact of a purely crustal magnetic field and contrast it with the standard configuration consisting of a dipolar magnetic field with the same magnetic energy but filling the whole star. While the crust configurations are very effective in generating strong magnetic fields during the Kelvin-Helmholtz instability stage, they fail to achieve the same level of magnetic field amplification of the full star configurations. This is due to the lack of magnetized material in the neutron star interiors to be used for further turbulent amplification and to the surface losses of highly magnetized matter in the crust configurations. Hence, the final magnetic energies in the two configurations differ by more than one order of magnitude. We briefly discuss the impact of these results on astrophysical observables and how they can be employed to deduce the magnetic topology in merging binaries. This was, crustal magnetic fields do not lead to magnetar strength amplifications in binary neutron star mergers, by Mikhail Chabanov et al.